Coffer's Funeral Home and Mortuary Services. This is Abraham Coffer speaking. How may I assist?
Uncle Abe, it's Sean.
I know who it is. I can recognize the voice of my own nephew. Thank you. Well, was there something you needed?
No, I didn't need anything, per se.
Then why are you calling me? What is the point of this, if you are simply going to waste my time?
You are my uncle. I should need a reason to call you. That's kinda how family works.
Well, I can't imagine you're calling because you miss me. Haven't called in I don't know how many years.
Actually, I am. I'm calling because I miss you. I wanted to check in, see how things are over there.
They're just fine. I'm doing just fine. Is that it?
No, that's also not it.
Spit it out. My time is very precious, Sean, and there isn't much of it left.
The reason I was calling was to, well, to say hi. But I also had some good news you might be interested in.
Oh, has our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ risen?
Not exactly.
Then it can't be all that good.
Well, I'm moving back to town. Uncle Abe?
Why? What's there here to do? You're not moving back here with me, young man. I'm too old to be taking care of you, and furthermore...
I'm not moving in with you. I'm just saying, I'm looking at places. I'm ready to buy my own house. I've been approved for a mortgage. I've got some listings lined up, and...
Why? To come take care of me? I don't need that, Sean. I'm a grown man who doesn't need to be spoon-fed. And I sure don't need you to come change my diapers.
I'm not trying to move in with you! Christ!
I better not have heard what I think I just heard coming out of your mouth.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. God, I mean, gosh, frick. I don't know. I just wanted to tell you. I thought maybe you'd think it was nice, me moving back.
I don't have any particular feelings about that. You're an adult now. You do what you please. You've made that plenty clear to me over the years.
I thought it would be nice for you to know that I'll be around again, for whatever reason. I was hoping we could connect and talk about some things.
Talk about what, precisely?
Talk about the business? About Mom?
About your damn filthy movies? Yeah, I seen them about. They're everywhere on billboards and TV. Your wolfman and your floozy women, practically naked and draped all over the place.
I wish you wouldn't talk about it like that.
And how else should I talk about it? My nephew, the dirty movie maker, making films about sex and drugs and sacrilege?
It's not like that.
You know, I still have trouble explaining to the nice ladies at church when they ask what my lovely nephew was up to. I have to hide your nasty little secret. The fact that you're out there making your satanic pornography.
It's not porn. I've told you so many times, it's not porn.
That's exactly what it is. Filthy pictures with devils and demons and debauchery.
They're romance stories. There's not even any sex.
It's in the message. It's all in the message. You are part of the problem, Sean. Your movies are teaching young folks that it's okay to bed Satan. You're leading today's youth away from the light of God and straight into the fiery abyss of hell. These young people will not see the heavenly kingdom, and you, Sean, you will have to take responsibilities for that. You're going to hell, Sean. My nephew, my only flesh and blood left on God's green earth, would sooner make dirty movies for Satan than give me the peace of knowing that when it is my time to enter the kingdom of heaven, his soul will be saved eternal damnation. I never understood why you could never take Christ into your heart, Sean. But I had no clue you hated him so much. Hated me so much. Where did I go wrong? What did I ever do to deserve such a heathen for a nephew?
Fuck it, I don't even know why I called anymore.
I don't know either. You need to put up this nasty, filthy little hobby of yours. You are selling your soul for what? Money? It's dirty money, Sean, and your mother would not approve of it.
I swear to fucking God! This shit. This shit right here. This is why I don't fucking call you. Don't lecture me about what Mom would say. I know what she would say. You don't know anything about her.
Goodbye, Sean.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity to work with you. Please feel free to email me the lodging details and we'll work things out from there. Listen, I'll get back to you later. Something just came up that requires my immediate attention. Yes, of course. All right, ciao.
You called him, didn't you?
Fuck. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know. I shouldn't have. It's no big deal, really.
It sure seems like it is. Do you want to talk about
it? No, I don't need to. It's fine. It's my fault for trying, even though I knew it wouldn't go anywhere.
Sean, honey, it's not your fault for trying. It's his fault for not listening, for not understanding, for not even trying to understand. You don't want me to say anything, that's
no,
okay.
No, I can't explain it. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I made a stupid choice and, wow, the thing everyone's saying would happen, happened. I ignored you all stupidly.
Okay, let's not phrase it that way. Sean, this isn't about being right or wrong. This is about figuring out what's best for you.
I thought that maybe if I proved successful enough, my uncle would see I'm doing something good, and maybe if he was proud of me, I just want him to be proud.
I know.
I miss them both. I miss them both so goddamn much. Why am I even doing this if they aren't here to see it, and he doesn't even fucking care? What's the point of any of it?
Well, maybe the point is what it does for you.
I know. But sometimes, I feel so small. I feel like it really all means nothing without the audience who understands it. Sometimes, it's like my parents are the only ones who these movies are made for. And they're both he called my work dirty. He said that my mom would He called it porn. Can you believe that?
For people like him, anything showing above the ankle is porn. He probably gets the sweats when he sees a lady's collarbone.
I'm not making porn, am I? I'm not trying to make porn. I want to make what I want to make. It's not intended to be dirty or gross.
Hey, listen. You don't make porn. But even if you did, how is that his fucking business? Hmm? I know a lot of great people who make porn, and their uncles aren't out here making them cry. Ultimately, it's none of his business what you make. Besides, like I said, it's not dirty.
Why do I feel dirty then? Why is he so good at making me feel like I'm whoring myself out? I don't know. Maybe this is all a bad idea.
Your audiences say otherwise. You think you got this far because people don't like your work? People love your work, Sean. Look at this. I just got you booked as a guest for Cosmic Con. They want you so bad, they're comping your flight out there?
I was already planning to go. We already bought the tickets.
They don't have to know that. Anyway, my point is that people like your shit. You're good at it. Romance and horror, who would have thought? You're doing good work, and you're making things people enjoy. You just have to remember why you're doing it, and who you're really doing it for, because it sure as shit isn't your washed-up old religious nutjob uncle.
It's funny. My uncle, Abe, he has this weird, fucked-up memory of Mom, right? All the pictures of her in his house are from when she was a kid. They're all of her in pastel Sunday dresses or at summer potlucks, and she's like six. And she's got those little black buckle shoes. But she wasn't like that. Not really. She and Dad, they were like Morticia and Gomez Adams. Partners in crime. They were outcasts, and they had plenty of struggles. But it was beautiful. I want something like that. I want somebody I connect with on that level. And I like that my movies talk to the outcast. I like that they remind people that love exists even when there's sad things or scary things. But Abe, fuck, I don't even know. I love him. I want to love him. I literally don't have anybody else. Why did it have to be him, though? Why am I not enough for him? Why do I have nobody else?
You have me, yeah? You have a lot of people. You might not be related to them by blood, but they love you. And Sean, babe, I love you. And I know you want to love your uncle, but he's a fucking asshole. And a prude. And the way he talks about the things you love isn't okay. That's not normal.
Yeah, he's... he's something.
He's missing out. And it's okay to be sad. I'm sorry I can't give you back your actual family. If I could, you know I'd pay for overnight shipping.
Wow. So much love.
Yeah, so much love. You're a goddamn floof ball. And when I took you on, it wasn't because you were making a shitload of cash then. It was because you had something special and interesting and good. You have good things to say with your work, Sean. Are you sure you want to move back there? Even if he's around?
Yeah, I want to. I have a lot of unfinished business. I want to live somewhere I'm familiar with. I grew up there. If I'm gonna be flying around doing all this bullshit, I want to come back to a place I know. That's where Mom and Dad are, and I want to make a forever place for us there.
What are you going to do if you see him?
Nothing. That's my home. I was there first, and he's not going to chase me out of it.
All right. I'll support you then. Your team has got your back.
Thanks, Liv.
Anytime, so long as you're paying. In the meantime, you want some other good news?
Yeah, hit me.
Sweet baby Moon Pie's been cleared. You'll be able to travel with her on the flight.
That's nice. She'll feel better about that. Thanks, Liv.
It's no problem. But FYI, I'm not your manager. Don't ever make me your manager. But I'll always be your friend. And I care about you so much. I'm really going to miss you.
I'll miss you too, Liv. I'll make sure there's a guest room in my new place.
If you throw in some room service, maybe.
Hell yes. Actually, oh, we could have so many sleepovers. I'll be living near the set, so I'd imagine you'd probably be there a lot.
Maybe. I'll pick the mattress then, because you know how my back is. I can't stand those shitty hotel beds. You practically like to sleep on rocks.
Yeah, done, sold. But yes, I want you and Mike and, oh yes, Naomi, all of you. You should all come over. We can watch movies together, and then we can go make movies together, and oh, snack runs! I can show you this one gas station, right? There's like a hot cheese fountain, and you take a bag of spicy fries
and— Oh no. I don't think so. What's spicy to you would probably kill me.
I will educate you. You will learn the ways of the Spice Master! Fuck, I'm so excited now!
Good. You should be. Now come on, let's get out of here. It smells like sweat and energy drinks. How long have you been in here, Jesus?
Hey, as my uncle would say, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Oh no, don't start on me with that crap. Come on, let's get out of here.
This audio production was made possible by our kind supporters at patreon.com/snackpopstudios and is not intended for outside release or distribution. Thank you.